What's our number? I have no idea.
Episode 31.
Okay. We Like Dota, episode number 31, starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sabone-Junger, and joining me this evening is the internet's original Dota 2 curmudgeon, Ben Yadneb Day.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
It's going great.
Good.
So last week, you were unable to join us.
I was, yeah.
And you are now joining us.
I'm back.
Which is exciting.
It is.
I'm told that people like you on the show.
Okay, Ben. Good, I guess.
Yeah. And you bring a decent amount of knowledge to the table.
Great.
Mostly not Dota 2 knowledge, though.
Yeah, I don't think I have that much Dota 2 knowledge.
Yeah.
No.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
That's, I'm glad to be back. We'll just
fine.
Go with that.
Jared is not joining us this evening.
Just sad. Yeah.
Something babies.
I think, really, generally speaking, if Jared's not around, it's baby-related. I think it's just kind of the general rule at this point in his life.
I think that's a good general rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for me, Ben.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great right now. I honestly did not think we would be able to make this show happen this week.
But we're here.
We're here.
We're doing it.
We're doing it, baby.
It's gonna happen.
And I posted some stuff on Twitter about it, and a friend of the show, Geraldo NVU,
yeah, good guy.
Linked to some YouTube video with a clip, you know, the dun dun dun, you know, that thing, because I was being dramatic.
Yeah, you were being a little dramatic.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he was calling me out or enhancing it. I think he was enhancing it.
Either way, it sounds like it was the right decision.
I was being purposely dramatic.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're here and we're going to do a show.
We're going to do it, baby. All right, let's get into the show, Ben. Let's talk about who'd you play, as we always do.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
Right. So you're asking me that question?
Yes, Ben. Who'd you play?
Okay. So, I played, one of the things I did was I finished The Last of Us, and that was fantastic. Really good game. I missed it. I mean, it's been out forever, but they just re-released it on the PS4.
I believe when you finished it, you told me on Google Hangouts, and you said you had lost faith in humanity.
Probably something along those lines.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dark. It's not a fun game, but it's really, really well done.
Mm.
So it's like watching a really dark...
So it's not fun. Did you enjoy playing the game?
I'm glad I had the experience. I don't know if I'd say that I enjoyed playing it, because it's very dark.
That's kind of how Brothers was for me PC.
I haven't played that one yet.
That game. Whew.
Yeah.
That is...
A little rough.
Yeah, it's not dark at all. Like, it's a really good story, but it is,
Yeah, this was a little heavy. I mean, it's pretty heavy,
it's
but
not
it was
heavy
it was
like
good.
That, but
it was definitely really, really well done. Good voice acting.
Good
story structure. Yeah, it was a great experience.
Okay,
so I had a really good time with that, and then started playing Final Fantasy 14 for a little bit again.
Oh boy.
I renewed that, so I plan to renew that for at least the month.
Was the MMO bug biting you a little bit?
You're just looking for something to play. I think Bungie's new game Destiny is coming out in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So once that comes out, I may, you know, cancel my subscription to Final Fantasy, but just wanted something to play. I had some friends that were playing and they're at the same level. I had a friend that I was playing the game with, and it probably took him about a month and a half to catch up to me. So I was inactive as he was catching up to me in levels.
Right. That's,
and now he caught up.
That's kind of one thing I don't like about MMOs.
Yeah.
It
can be
tough to
a little frustrating.
Play with friends unless you're max level.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are we calling Destiny an MMO? Is that...
I think they're using that term. I mean, there's no monthly fee or anything, but I think that I don't know if they're using the term MMO or if they're just using the term MMO-like or MMO features or MMO. I don't know. I'm not sure what terms they're using for it, but it has a feel to it like that. It has a central hub city.
Okay.
So I played the beta for it. And
yeah.
Central hub city, and it has, you know, parties and... Right. Raid type content and that kind of thing. So I would say it's similar to an MMO, but different.
Is it like a Borderlands type setup?
Maybe a little. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say It's more, it feels like Halo meets WoW, maybe, is a good way to describe it.
Okay.
But more on the Halo end of the spectrum.
But anyway, this is We Like Dota. Ben.
Yeah.
So who'd you play in Dota?
Well, I've been playing Random Draft because I've been doing a lot of solo queuing.
Yeah, let's talk about... You have issues with Random Draft.
It's not going well for me.
It's almost like a show meme.
Well, I really have some issues with Valve a little bit about it.
Oh, okay. You instantly blame the game
for
your own shortcomings.
Well, I think they need to fix some things because I think the interface is not as clear as I'd like it to be. And there really should be a sound, some sort of a ding, a dong, a drum sound or something that just tells you it's your turn to draft, or a voice that says it's your turn to draft. Something like that.
Well, you're also used to somebody drafting for you.
Right. So the whole So what happens to me usually is when I go into Random Draft is I end up getting distracted and I step away. I like minimize the window for a second or two and I end up having a hero drafted for. So when I'm playing Random Draft, it's really like I'm playing
all random,
spin to a random hero button type of thing. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
so that's been interesting. So I think I had a tiny that I got. I had an Undying pick that ended up getting drafted for me.
Oh,
a Weaver pick, and then
Undying and Tiny. Jared, both.
I like both,
both
of them. I think
heroes.
I won both games with those.
Wow.
So I don't think it really. It didn't turn out awful this time. I think last week I had. Had that happen a couple times and it was really bad. So not too bad.
I just dropped my wedding ring.
Well, you're gonna have that. How about you? Who'd you play?
Well, I didn't play a ton of Dota this week.
Oh, did you play any Dota?
I don't believe I did.
Okay. If you would have played, who would you have wanted to play if you played?
I've been wanting to play Bristleback lately, and I have not played Bristleback.
Yeah.
This week has been insanely.
My understanding is you had some important things like watching QVC on your to-do list.
Yeah,
so.
I did. I did watch QVC this week.
Did you buy any knives or anything? Or?
A 9-pack of Ginsu chef knives.
Right.
that's a good point. I can tell you what I watched.
What'd you
this
watch,
week, Ben? Because while I did other things, I watched things. As you mentioned, I watched QVC.
Yeah. You actually did. I'm not even, it's not a joke. I'm not just messing with
you. I literally did. It's like
this is a family trait for your family,
it is.
Right?
For some reason, we watch QVC. My sisters like to buy things off there, but I know it's all garbage.
Yeah, but you still watch. You've been sucked into the watching
of QVC. No, I love
it. It's really
especially when they get like the food programs on or the like the outdoor stuff.
Yeah. Is it humor to you or is it entertainment? Like, do you like look at these idiots on TV trying to sell stuff, or is it like, oh, this is kind of fun to watch?
It's kind of a little bit of both.
Okay,
to be perfectly honest, that's it's really part weird. Like background noise. Like, I never put it on when it's like I need some good content to consume. It's always
right.
when
right
I'm doing something else, like when I do the dishes or something like that.
Okay,
but yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Well, it's unexplainable. There's no,
exactly.
there's really no excuse to sit there and watch QVC all the time, unless for some reason you have to shop that
right.
way.
So, okay, two other things I watched. I watched Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Love Bob's Burgers.
I know
can't
recommend
like
it
enough.
One.
And I watched The Wire.
Yeah, I just finished season one. And you said you're a few episodes in, right? 9 episodes in or something?
I'm getting there. It's okay. It's not too bad. It's a crime show.
But it's not your crime of the week show. Like the
no.
whole season has been one crime.
Which I do
which is
like.
Nice. Yeah. And available
series
free on
crimes.
Amazon Prime, which
oh,
is nice.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
Been cool.
Yeah. But anyway, we're about 10 minutes into the show. Let's talk about some Dota, Ben.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Let's do that. Well, let me pull my show notes up. Jared made them for me since we didn't have enough time to make them, or I did not.
You doing okay? You seem a little stressed.
No, I'm good. I'm just tired, Ben.
You seem a little tired.
I'm a little worn out.
Well, QVC does that to a person.
Right. Ben, our TI4 items came in.
We did. We got our items from We Love Fine, right?
Yes.
We had ordered some stuff through there.
Yes. I believe we each ordered a t-shirt and two plushies.
We did. I've got the t-shirt on, and we've got a couple of the plushies hanging out. And
That's a Nature's Prophet t-shirt, right?
Yeah, it's Nature's Prophet.
I think that's really cool.
I like it. And you ended up going with the Enigma shirt, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody cool asked shirts. Me, they saw it, they said, is that Iron Man?
Did you say yes?
I did not say
what did
yes.
you say?
I said it's Enigma from the hit PC game Dota 2.
And what did they say?
They back? Said, oh.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
They didn't watch it when it was on ESPN 2 and didn't know what it was?
Probably not.
Yeah, I
probably
would assume
not.
That. We should have done an unboxing. We figured this out after the fact. Yeah. That could have been fun because people like unboxing videos.
Yeah. It was really impressive because mine came like, they put like a nice tissue paper that had like, we love fine printed.
I wouldn't have anticipated it being a good unboxing scenario, but it was great. We had a bonus lanyard that came with the stuff.
A free bonus lanyard. Yeah. Yep. So my keys are sitting on that now.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Now people who have been listening to this show for a while know that I did have a... back last year, we had kind of a make some money off of Dota thing with the plushies.
It was uncanny what you were able to do.
It was pretty impressive. I don't think that we're at that same... They changed the chests that come with it a little bit, right? They're the same chests that you can get, but they're genuine items versus non-genuine.
Correct. So last year, the items were exclusive
to the plushies. So you could make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. But I don't recommend that with this. Although I do think it's almost like you buy a Steam gift card now and you get a free plushie with it, because I do think I think with my plushies I think I spent what they were $10 a piece, right?
Yeah.
And I think I made about $22 on the items.
Actually,
that it came
I think there were 12 this year. I think they went up.
So it's really like you're about breaking even, if not coming just a little bit behind. But it's not you're not going to make money off of it, but it's not a bad deal. I think it's still a valuable deal.
Yes. Yeah, they, we got those, and I got two liches.
Yep, so we had a deal beforehand. Mm-hmm. So the deal was if one of us got a duplicate, and whatever that duplicate was not something the other person got, then we would exchange.
Right.
So you had two liches. I got a lion and an axe.
Yeah.
And I've now traded you a lion for a lich.
So I've got lion, wherever. Oh, he's right here.
Yeah, lion's over there. Yep.
I like lion. I've never had a very good game with Lion.
I always feel like he should be better than he is. Like, I feel like his kit looks awesome. He's got that great nuke. He's got crowd control. He's got that stun. I mean, you'd think he'd be amazing.
Yeah. Every time I play him, I'm like, I just kind of wish I would have gone with Shadow Shaman.
Right. You just wish you would have picked somebody different.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that big hand.
Yeah, that weird, like, lobster claw.
Right. Maybe that's what just slows him down a little bit. It doesn't seem like that'd be easy thing to wield.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Hey, what in-game items did you get with your plushies and t-shirt?
I got the tiny giant tree thing.
Yeah.
And I got the Spectre weapon, whatever the Spectre weapon is.
Yeah.
And I sold them both, so now I just have some Steam cash.
What'd you get with your t-shirt?
I got something for Tusk, and I got a ward that is in a similar style to Enchantress's style, if you know. So it's very nature-y.
They have, like, the heart on them?
Yeah, the heart wards. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so I got that. So
did that come as a bonus with one of your other items?
I don't know. I got two items in one of my chests.
Okay,
What did you get?
Yeah, well, first, I was pleasantly surprised that the items that come with the plushies are the Immortals that they released after TI4 started.
Right.
Which I was expecting them to just be like regular rare items or something like that.
They're nice items that come with the plushies, yeah.
So I got the same that you did. I got that Spectre Immortal.
Which sold for a good chunk.
Yeah, I was able to sell mine. I sold mine for 14 and I received 12.
Right.
So I don't know why that thing is so much more valuable than
the
others.
I never see people play Spectre either.
Yeah.
But I don't think she has many items, so that might be part of it.
Yeah, the other Immortals are like $2, $3, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I got... What did I get? I got that keg that's like bubbling.
It's fiery
for Brewmaster. And then I got a sword. A sword for Dragon Knight.
Yeah. So did you sell everything? Or did you keep anything?
I sold the Spectre thing.
Okay.
And I kept everything else.
Okay. Great.
So I don't care about Spectre. And that's that.
Well, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to buy there's an Immortal for Venge that it's like Skrelok's Talon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a $15 item.
It's crazy. Some of that stuff's worth a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ben, give me like a recommend or do not recommend for your things that you bought from We Love Fine.
I wish their community would communicate a little better on when things are coming.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got a shipping notice, and I never really got a note. I didn't get updates very often.
I got a shipping notice, but they didn't ship for, I think,
it took a while.
3 weeks?
Yeah, the turnaround time's not fast.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't know this, but they print your... they print your t-shirts as you order them.
They tell you, yeah, they tell you it's going to take a while. It's kind of like when you go to one of those pizza places and they've got deep dish pizza and they say, just so you know, our pizza takes about 45 minutes to an hour to make. And you're like, okay, well, that's a little bit longer than I thought. But
I guess I'll go ahead and order those garlic knots.
Yeah, so you end up doing that. But usually the pizza comes and it's good. And I think that's kind of how I felt with the items. I mean, it was packaged nicely. They threw in the free lanyard. Everything came nice. And so I'm happy with my stuff. I think overall, I'd probably give it a B. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really care that they're printing them as I order.
Yeah, it didn't.
It's the same thing.
They're nice shirts.
They are nice shirts.
So maybe it makes a difference, but I don't know.
Did yours shrink in the?
I'm just fat. I haven't washed it yet, so I'm a little worried. No,
my collar kind of got a little strange. Like where the seam is, it kind of popped a little bit.
But did you dry it?
Yeah, I put it in the dryer.
So I'm planning not to dry it.
Yeah, I think that's wise. Yeah. And you got to flip it inside out.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I meant to wash it in cold water.
Yeah.
And I washed it in cold, and I think it rinsed in like hot or warm.
Okay.
And that was a bit of a mistake, I think.
Okay.
The cold, so, I shouldn't have done the warm.
Okay. So be careful with the washing of the shirts.
Just be careful.
Okay. Good to know.
But I give one of these, Ben. Okay.
You hit the cheeks laugh. Is that what you meant to do?
I give it a weird cheeks laugh.
I don't know what that even means.
I don't know what it means either.
I think you hit the wrong thing.
I did not.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about actual news, Ben. Let's get into the meat of the show now that everyone else is tuned out.
Well, yeah, it's just us.
We've got the people who, the faithful, the ones who care about the show.
Yeah.
So welcome.
You've made it through our talk about games that are not related to Dota and GBC. You've made it through our talk about stuff that we bought.
Right.
Who else? I don't know what else you made it through. Yeah. But that's all we've really gotten But you're still here, and now we're going to talk about news.
Yes, now we're going to do it. Okay, Ben, news item one.
Yeah.
Puppy and Kuroki leave Na'Vi.
Na'Vi is just a mess, right? It's just like, who's left? Dendi and, is that it?
Dendi.
Xbox.
I love calling him Xbox. Yeah. Dendi, Xbox, and the other guy.
And the other guy. The guy that everybody forgets about. Funnick. Yeah, Funnick's the one that everybody forgets about.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. So those two guys are gone.
Well, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Did Puppy and Kuroki leave, or were they shoved out the door?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm sure it's out there, but I don't know. Now, Jared loves Puppy, and Jared got us some Puppy stats, right? Jared, to tell us why we should all love Puppy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Jared wrote that Vanskor from Empire is a likely replacement.
Okay.
And it was just announced that Vanskor left Empire.
Okay.
Which, Empire is a really decent team.
They are, yeah. They're not bad.
Okay. Stats on Jared's stats. He left us 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, he
five,
left us
six.
Wait. Yeah, he found all these stats.
He left
us
seven stats.
That's too many stats.
Yeah.
We love you, Jared, but that's too many stats.
So I'm just going to read the first two stats that he left us.
Well, you don't want to read the two that you think are most interesting? Did you not do that?
I'm just reading the first two.
Go ahead.
I didn't have time. 448 Pro Dota 2 wins, sixth highest of any player, and by far the most wins of any player under a single team
tag. So he's been with Na'Vi for a while.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
684 professional games played on record under the Na'Vi tag, and the most of any player behind only four members of Fnatic.
Hmm.
All but Era.
Okay.
Wait, 684 Na'Vi tag, the most of any player behind only. Okay, so he's actually fifth, right? So if he's playing. Okay, so this is worded really stupidly. So it says that he's played the most games behind four members. So that means he's
the fifth most games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jared.
Jared, get us better stats. Yeah.
What the heck, Jared? He averages 10.1 assists per game. That's pretty good. That's a good stat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, Jared loves Puppy. Puppy's no longer with Na'Vi. Do we know where Puppy's going to end up? I don't think we have any guesses yet, do we?
No. He'll wind up somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to stay in the scene or retire or...
Well, he's 23 years old, so he might want to retire.
23 years old and like 7'5".
And he's played all those matches, right? That's a lot of matches. Yeah. So he might want to retire.
He's got the most wins on Enigma and Enchantress as well.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Na'Vi's definitely getting shaken up a little bit. And then some other stuff. We've got Fear's back now with EG.
Fear's officially back in EG.
And I assume that means Mason's out, right?
Oh, Mason was out a while ago. He was out like 2 days after TI4.
I think Mason was kind of predicted to be out before TI even started, right? I mean, it was just a matter of time, I thought.
Yeah, and I'm kind of fine with that. Mason's not bad by any means, but I think Fear's a better player.
Yeah.
And I like that Fear is... He's way more mature. than Mason is. Like, Mason, I don't know. I just always got the impression that Mason
old man Dota's back. Fear is old man Dota. He's
That's right.
26 years old.
That's right. That gives me hope.
Yeah.
Not that I want to go pro or anything, but like, I just like that there's relatively older people in the scene.
That's really, I can't believe that's the old man Dota, but still, right. I mean, it's still nice though. I think because Fear looks older than that too, though. Fear looks like he's an older guy.
Yeah.
I don't mean that mean. He just has that look to him. Like he's got, you know, when his facial scruff comes in, it's like that old man scruff.
I kind of feel like he's got like a smoker's face.
Yeah, he's got the smoker's face. Like Fear just looks like he's been around for a while. So good for him. Yeah, so we've got that.
This
was
even such a big deal for Evil Geniuses. They made a video about it.
Did they?
It was like a 20-second like teaser video.
Okay. It's about Fear coming back.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's worth a watch.
Yeah, he's fine.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Era issues a statement that he is leaving Fnatic.
It's not a surprise either after all that drama. Gosh.
They almost tried to kick him off before TI4.
They were doing everything they could to get rid of the guy, so.
Allegedly.
Well,
it came off that way.
And maybe he must have read it that way because he's gone, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
or who knows?
But yeah, he's gone. So we've got that all going on. We've got all the stuff that already happened with DK. I mean, there's been a lot of changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It's insane.
And I think I saw that Burning and ROTK are doing Chinese commentary now.
Are they?
Okay. I think so.
I mean, I know they've had a lot of changes with that.
I know
team.
It was at least ROTK. I forget who the other one was.
I mean, Lam already retired, right?
It may have been either Lanham or Burning. I forget who, but yeah. Ben, have you heard of Team Tinker?
I have. It's intriguing to me. Yes. You guys have been talking a bit about it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a hot issue for Jared and I.
Well, tell me about Team Tinker. It's a lot of the Liquid guys, right?
If by a lot you mean two.
By two, yeah. Well, that's a lot. It's, that's two-fifths of a team.
It's Bulba and Quikva,
yeah,
who I would argue are probably the two most talented team members.
Probably
left
highest
on that
profile,
team.
Maybe, too, I would think. Maybe the people know the most.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think people know TC, but he's... The metagame has evolved to a state that he has not been able to keep up with.
Right.
But anyway, it consists of Bulba and Quikva.
Right.
And PyCat, Sing Sing, and Excalibur from Fnatic.
I'm surprised about, because Sing Sing was with C9, right?
Yes.
I'm a little surprised, because it seemed like C9 had so much potential. I'm a little surprised that this is how things are maybe going to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an exciting team. That would be interesting to watch.
Okay. Jared left me a note here.
Okay.
Thank you, Jared. It says, okay, couple stats here. They've entered into a new season of Star Ladder as Team Tinker.
Which is coming up here in, a couple days?
They've been doing the Southeast Asia
They've been doing
already.
The qualifiers and stuff already.
And they've also entered ESL New York qualifiers under Team
Tinker.
That's
a big deal. At the Garden.
Yeah.
Not the big Garden, though.
And
it's a little Garden.
Jared says that Era has not... Oh no, since Era announced his departure from Fnatic, Excalibur has not played with Team Tinker.
Okay.
But EGM from Alliance has been serving as their fifth mostly, playing either offlane or IO mostly.
Okay, interesting.
So here's my question. Does that mean that EGM is... I can't imagine EGM
I think he's probably
Alliance.
Just filling in. I don't see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how they've been doing performance wise. Jared has
Alliance
just been
or Tinker? Tinker?
Team Tinker. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I know how Alliance has been doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been.
They might be Alliance might be due for some kind of change, but
yeah, just like Na'Vi was. It feels a little weird having Na'Vi break up like this because they're they're like one of the solid teams, you know.
Well, but they haven't had the same team every year. You know, they've just been consistently there. They've had some changes.
Yeah, they've had the same team for the last 2 years.
The last 2 years, which I guess is a long time in Dota.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like all the years.
Well,
it's been some changes. So. But yeah, it's interesting. I think it's fun to see. At the same time, I think you'd like to see... I think in sports in general, it's always nice to see that guy that's with a team for years and years and years.
Right.
And so
mm-hmm.
there's some disappointment with these teams breaking up. And I think it might be... good if there's some stability too, but I think that the shakeups are showing that TI is such a big thing that people are going to do what they can to get that right team together, and if it wasn't the right team, they're going to make some adjustments.
Yeah, that is is an interesting thing that I haven't really thought about before. Since TI is like this one big event the whole year where people, you know, it kind of makes or breaks whether Dota 2 was profitable for you or not.
I think so. And I think that's why you're seeing all these changes right after that event.
Yeah, because I think if you had like a more stable income from Dota 2 throughout the year,
right?
Do you think you'd see as much of this?
Not to this extent, no. And I think it'll be interesting to see, because I mean, Valve supports those tournaments where if you buy those bundles, you give $2.50 to those tournaments too. So yeah. I don't see any of them getting close to the scope of the international, but
no, and I don't think you need to. I just think it needs to be like sustainable. That
I think they need
so
to
that
be sustainable.
You don't have to win. You know, if you're if you play and place like eighth or higher.
Yeah, and I don't know okay. what the policies are around those bundles that they can do. Can they give like a skin and a courier, or I don't know what Valve allows for that. But
yeah, I know they do. DreamHack did that.
Did both?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, if you can make some really strong bundles there, and you can, you know, some of the production values on these are pretty good. I think the ESL had a really cool promo video that they just put out. So if you can get some more support, maybe that consistent income is going to change a little bit. You still have to win the tournaments. It's like, you know, without winning these tournaments, you're not going to have income. But we'll see what happens. So,
yeah, I think with the DreamHack bundle, I know you got that Invoker set.
Right.
And I know you got a skin, a UI skin. I feel like there was another one. I think there may have been a courier in there, too.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, then.
Some of them have had a couple things. Yeah. But I think they just need to keep putting out a good product to watch, and it'll be good.
Right. Yeah. That's really about it, Ben.
That's all the news we have,
huh? As far as news goes, yeah.
Okay.
TLDR.
We still don't have techies out yet.
Yeah. Techies, come on.
Where's techies? Volvo. Where's the next balance patch? I mean, I'm guessing Valve is working on all these things, but
I think Valve said towards the end of August.
I think it's going to be soon.
We're getting there. We're
down to the wire.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to call it right now, Ben. Here's what's going to happen. Either Wednesday or Friday, when I finally find the time to play the game.
It will be Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes. They're going to patch the servers.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
You know, anytime I want to play anyway, the servers are usually weird.
Well, there's a lot of people have been saying US East has been a mess right now anyways. So there's been some issues with US East servers. So
it seems like there's a lot of just stability
hopefully
issues.
Hopefully they'll get that all figured out, and then they'll get us a new balance
patch. Well, they didn't even
have
it figured out for TI4.
No, it's a mess.
Come on, Volvo.
It is. I think the game's just growing a little faster than they're ready for, maybe.
That's probably true.
But it's a good problem to have.
Okay.
But they do need to fix it. That looks awful.
Ben, do you want to talk about the hero of the week?
I do. So this week we're going to be doing Weaver.
Weaver.
As the hero of the week. And then do we talk about the item of the week too, or do you want to wait on that?
The item of the week is Perseverance.
Perseverance, right?
Yeah. So we'll talk about Weaver as... Sure. I never preload him into my tablet. I should. Let's see here. Weaver.
Well, Weaver. Yeah, and I like what Weaver brings to the table. We'll talk a little bit about his abilities. Do you want to start with what he has in terms of his abilities? Or do you want to talk role?
Let's about lane and role, Ben.
Okay. I think lane, I think you can do a Weaver pretty much anywhere. It would be my thought.
Yeah.
I think fits probably best in a safe lane or even a mid role, depending on who he's up against.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got that escape that he can probably be okay in an off lane even if needed. So I like his flexibility there.
And what role do you play him in?
A core, a carry.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're generally the one who's playing Weaver on our team, usually.
If anybody's playing Weaver, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand where you wouldn't necessarily want him in the off lane because...
No, I think he likes to get that farm.
Yeah.
So that's the only down part. I don't know if he's worth running in an off lane. I think he can survive and make it, but I don't think that's what you'd want to do necessarily.
Yeah. I believe the Russians refer to Weaver as bug.
Well, it makes sense. He's a giant bug.
It does make sense, yeah.
Yeah. So we should have looked up some Dota lore on Weaver. That's an interesting...
We should have looked up some Russian Dota lore.
Russian Dota lore. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, that's where I would run Weaver.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about his skills, Ben. His Q is called the Swarm.
Mm-hmm.
Weaver launches a swarm of 12 young Weavers that latch on to any enemy unit in their path, attacking and reducing armor until it is killed.
Kind of gross.
Yes. The mana cost is 100. Cooldown is 36, 33, 30, and 27. The attack range on this is 3,000, which is
pretty
really far. The attack damage is 15, 20, 25, and 30. So that's like ticking, right, you know, for however long it lasts. The duration is 8, 12, 16, and 20 seconds. There's always 12 young weavers that are reduced. The armor reduction is 1, and the attacks to destroy is 8, because it, like...
You have to actually hit it.
Yeah, it latches onto you, and it's like a thing that you gotta kill.
Yeah, which is kind of a cool thing. I like that ability. So it's an armor debuff, and then all those other things. A little bit of damage.
Yeah.
So.
Is this something that you use typically, Ben?
Yeah, you would use it kind of early into a fight, or maybe even to initiate or harass a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah.
I can see you zoning out with this pretty well also, because you launch this, and...
It is something the enemy has to deal with it, but the mana cost is, what, 100, I think?
Yeah.
And so it's a little high to spam.
He doesn't have a huge mana pool
either. He does not at all, no.
He is agility-based.
He is agility-based, yeah, in mind. Exactly. So I think you don't want to use it to harass too much.
Right.
So.
Moving on, his W is called Shakuchi.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool name.
Shakuchi. Yeah. Why would they name it that? I don't understand.
Why wouldn't they? Can you think of a reason to name it something else? I mean...
No, but you could name it something like Invisible Walker.
But which sounds cooler?
Shakuchi, for sure.
Yeah, so I'd stick with that.
But it sounds like Shapoopy.
Yeah.
What's Shapoopy? That's from, Man, I think.
Okay.
The hit musical, The Music Man, I think.
Well, it's not called that, so let's move on.
Okay, Weaver shifts out of visibility. I'm sorry, Ben, it's been a long one.
I can tell.
Weaver shifts out of visibility, gaining the ability to move at maximum speed through physical units, doing harm to any units it passes through. Any enemy units. That's tough to say. Any enemy units.
You've had a long week.
Say it, Ben. Say any enemy.
Any enemy units.
Okay, get out of here. Mana cost is 60. Cooldown is 12, 10, 8, and 6 seconds. Damage is 90, 110, 130, and 150. That's pretty nice.
Like it is nice damage.
At level 1, that's a nice escape.
What's the mana cost on that one again?
60.
Yeah, see, I like that as a harass more.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it brings a lot more to the table.
There is a fade time to it, 0.25 seconds at all levels.
Yeah.
And it lasts 4 seconds at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that's scaling is the damage.
Usually,
and the cooldown.
You have time to kind of turn invisible, shoot out towards somebody, and escape.
Yeah.
And so you do a little bit of damage, and you can still get away. You usually have that much time.
That's nice.
As long as they don't have any wards up or anything.
This is, I would say that's one of the abilities that makes Weaver super
annoying. Makes Weaver, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even if you do have wards, he's still super fast during that time.
Yeah.
So
he's tough to catch.
Yeah.
Okay. His E is a passive called Geminate Attack. Allows Weaver to dispatch 2 swarms, attacking an enemy twice. The extra attack will not trigger other attack effects, such as Critical Strike, and overrides unique attack modifiers. And the only thing that scales when you level this is the cooldown, which is 6, 5, 4, or 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And, well, is that kind of the reason why you don't see people really building attack speed on Weaver?
Well, I think... To a certain extent, it does mess with some items a little bit. It makes some things maybe less efficient or feel less efficient than they would be otherwise, just because you can still do that. You can still get a unique attack modifier on them, still get some things, but it just feels like you're losing out because it doesn't hit the second attack. So I think that's part of it. But
will it hit the first attack?
Yes.
It will. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't do the second one.
So wait, so the way that this happens is when Geminate attacks...
The first attack's a normal attack. The second attack does not.
And then does it? So do you attack and then it does two, or does it just attack and then the one?
You attack, and that attack will sometimes trigger the one if the one is off cooldown.
Okay,
is how that works.
Okay, that's cool.
And then it overrides unique attack modifiers if yeah.
Okay, so there's a little RNG to this.
There is. Yeah, I think that's the reason people would stay away from unique attack modifiers.
Wait, is it random or is it like an absolute
thing when it's
off cooldown?
It's a cooldown. It's a cooldown. It will always happen when it's on cooldown.
Oh,
okay. So it gets better with time. And it's great for last hitting if you suck at last hitting because you get that second hit at it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good at that. It's great for harass because you're basically trading a 2-for-1 on the hits. So there's some good things with that.
All right. Well, let's talk about his ultimate. His ultimate is called Time Lapse. Weaver warps backward to whatever position it was in 5 seconds earlier, regaining the HP and mana from that time. no effect on cooldown, gold, or experience. So, like, you can't pop this and then reset your cooldown for Shakuuchi.
Right.
You're not.
But your cooldown
not,
on Shakuuchi is usually pretty low anyway.
Yeah, so you're not. You're not Tinker, for right. example. The mana cost is 150, 75, and 0 at mm-hmm. max level. Cooldown is 60, 50, and 40 seconds.
Yeah. It's really nice as long as you're not stunlocked, and then it does nothing for you.
Right. So, Ben, since you play Weaver the most, can you maybe explain to me kind of the general play style or even just some tips for how you'd like to play Weaver?
He's a little squishy, but he's great at cleaning up fights. And then he can also, if they don't have a lot of stuns, you can get pretty low in life and then pop that, go back to a safer location with your full health and mana and essentially get to restart the fight again.
Right.
So there's a lot of benefits there. With Shakuuchi, you can kind of do a little bit of harass, do some chase.
Yeah.
Same with his, was it Germinate attack is nice.
To Geminate.
Geminate attack.
Germinate.
Germinate, whatever it's called. Geminate attack is nice because you can get that extra hit in there, do some harass, helps with last hitting. So there's a lot of benefits to that.
Right.
I just think he's a little squishy sometimes. So you do have to be careful with him. And then he can, like any Invis hero, he can be countered with Ward's Dust, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gem.
Yeah, does... And this is my kind of question. Where does his strength come from the damage that he puts out? Like, as a carry, is that what you have to worry about? Is his damage output becoming really high?
I really like running Desolator on him. So, yeah, that's what I like to do.
Okay.
So I feel like he doesn't really come online until he gets that. And then I usually go Desolator, and then I'll go a Lincoln's, and then he can really add a lot to the fight.
Okay, so you're the kind of guy that goes for the offensive items first.
I do first, yeah, because I don't feel like he does enough without that Desolator or a big offensive item. So
yeah, it's either... Yeah, with Weaver, it seems like you either go for sustainable damage, and... You're probably going to die pretty easily in some team fights, or like you'll just never die in team fights, but not
do enough.
Contribute a ton.
Yeah, I think that's the trade-off he has a lot of times. So,
yeah, because it seems like Weaver is pretty frail, right?
I feel like he is. I mean, obviously, if they don't have stuns, you can use his ultimate and survive. But
yeah,
I just feel like he can be taken out.
He definitely has a lot. You know, he has Shakuuchi to escape and time lapses and escape, and also
lockdown is as big, which is why Lincoln's is so popular for him, because lockdown is such a big thing against him.
Yeah, why Lincoln's instead of BKB?
I think it's situational. To be honest, I think you would go BKB. Like if you're going against the Tidehunter, Lincoln's is not going to help, for example.
Yeah.
So you'd want a BKB for something like that. So it just depends a little bit on what they have.
So I see people who almost go for Lincoln Sphere 100%. You think that's a bit of an error?
I think there's probably games that doesn't make as much sense. Right. I mean, if they don't have single target spells that are big nukes or something, why would you do that? Or if they don't have a stun? I mean, there's certain teams you probably wouldn't want a Lincoln's against. So it just depends.
I think it's
a really strong item on him just because the stats you get from it too. So
yeah,
it's generally a safe choice.
Yeah. Okay, so we're kind of already doing it already, but what kind of items do you want to get on Weaver usually?
Yeah, I think I usually go Treads into Lincoln's and Desolator is generally what I do, but you can do a BKB, MKB, occasionally I've done a Butterfly. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Jared gave us a list of things
Jared says Desolator, not Battle Fury. Why would you even consider Battle Fury on Weaver?
I'm not sure why he put that.
He put Drum of Endurance, situational, which is... Yeah, BKB situational. Lincoln Sphere not listed as situational, listed as core.
I would say it's a core item. Yeah, you'd usually get it.
So you would usually get a Lincoln Sphere in addition to BKB, or you would get a BKB in addition to Lincoln Sphere.
It depends on the game. Okay. It's you have to adjust based on who you're playing against. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Extension items, Daedalus.
Yeah, that's a good
Heart
one.
Of Tarrasc, AC. MKB, Radiance, Mjolnir, Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think Butterfly would be real nice.
I like it, yeah.
Kind of make you even
Jared wasn't sure about it, but I like it just because you get the evasion, you get the agility out of it. So
That seems like a definite buy, Ben.
Yeah, it's definitely a buy.
That's definitely a buy. okay, so when a team fight breaks out, Ben, let's talk about one... Kind of your team fight play style for Weaver, and then your laning playstyle.
So laning,
or maybe switch those.
Laning, yeah. You're trying to get last hits. I mean, you're trying to get the farm.
Okay. That's, okay, thanks, Ben.
Well, I don't know what else you're asking, but I mean, you've got the escape, so you've got that. You can do a little bit of harass. I think he does, you know, does offer quite a bit in harass, and he does offer enough to get mm-hmm. out of danger. So
is he someone that you're looking to, you know, once you hit level 6, you're getting out there and ganking? Or are you looking
can.
To stay,
again, I don't,
stay in lane?
I don't really love his damage output only seems okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a stun or anything. I tend to wait until I can. I try to farm for a while on him.
Right.
He's one that I try to just get that Desolator at least up.
Yeah.
Before I fight, but you can't always depend on that.
Yeah.
And if you have a good teammate in your lane, you can get some early kills with him just because he can chase so well and get some, you know, good secondary hits on people and stuff. So if you, it just depends on the lane a little bit, but
okay,
you need to rely on somebody else to initiate that fight, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then what about team fights, Ben? How do you usually play team fights?
Generally, we'll start by sending his swarm in there with the Q. And
with its 3,000 range.
Yep, exactly. Hopefully somebody else is initiating. You can kind of go in. Not you're not wanting to be the first one in, but you can go in, you know, second, third person.
Yeah.
Do as much damage as you can. Once you start taking damage, you use the ultimate, and then you can hopefully go in and clean up in round two.
Cool, yeah.
As long as everything's going well with the rest of your team.
Right. Are you trying to... are you using Shikuchi a lot? Are you trying to kind of stay as elusive as possible, or are you just
Sakuchi's good going for it? You just have to think through what you're doing with it. It's mm-hmm. one that I've gotten in trouble. I get too aggressive with it, and then you don't have it to escape with.
Right.
So you do have to think through, is this worth diving in with this ability, even though, you know, it's getting me closer, does a little bit of damage, or do I want to hold on to it to try to get away?
Right.
So there's a little bit of a balance there that you have to maintain.
Okay. That's good. Okay, Ben, recommend or do not recommend?
Weaver, I'll give a recommend. It's not like a strong recommend, but it's a recommend. Mm.
He, for some reason, I feel, I don't know why, but he feels kind of similar to Viper, which doesn't make sense. He's kind of like the opposite of Viper.
Zero sense. Yeah, I don't know.
He feels like the opposite of Viper.
Okay. I still don't know if I...
He, as he attacks people, he speeds them up. No, that's not.
That doesn't
not
make
true.
Any sense. No.
Well, that was what the opposite of Viper would be.
But
you would attack them and they would get move
speed. But that's
speed.
Not what Weaver is.
No.
So,
I think it's just because they look somewhat bug-like.
They're both bug-like? I'll give you that. That's fine.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's fine.
What's wrong with me, Ben?
I don't know what's going on with you. How about you? Would you recommend or not recommend a Weaver?
I don't really play core all that often, but I know I've had my face blown off by Weaver a bunch.
That's a good sign.
And he seems like a viable, good core.
I think at our low skill level, he has the invis, which is hard for people to deal with sometimes. Mm-hmm. He can do decent damage.
It seems like he fits into a lot of drafts, too.
I think so. Yeah, he's pretty flexible with that.
I think the only downside with him is, one, his damage takes a long time to come online.
I feel like
depending on what you buy. And two, if he... If they have, you know, if somebody has detection on him, he dies pretty easily.
Yeah, he's just a little squishy.
Yeah, I think in general, would you recommend him to new players? I think I would, because he has the escape.
I think so, just because...
He's a little more positionally forgiving.
His abilities aren't hard to use, really. You know, they're pretty... You know, the one is a passive, essentially. Yeah. His ultimate's nice to be able to get a restart, you know.
Yeah.
So I think so. I think
okay.
Yeah, I think he'd be.
I think with all those things given, I think we're gonna give one of these, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, these are definitely a buy.
Great.
Definitely a buy, Ben.
Okay.
That's a recommend for me. Not a double recommend.
Not a cheeks laugh. A recommend.
Not a cheeks laugh. Right.
Yeah.
Ben, let's move on to the item of the week.
Yeah, I think that's Perseverance, right?
Item of the week is Perseverance, correct. It gives you plus 5 HP regen, plus 125% mana regen, plus 10 damage. You build it from a Ring of Health and a Void Stone, and can build into a Battle Fury, a Lincoln Sphere, a Bloodstone, and a Refresher Orb. So a lot of things...
It's a stat stick and a component, basically.
Yes. Yeah. What do you mean by stat stick?
It just has stats. It doesn't. There's no actives or anything like that. It's just a stat stick. Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to say it's an old World of Warcraft reference. It's a stat stick.
It's just a stat stick.
That probably came from before World of Warcraft. It was probably a D&D reference.
Probably
what it is. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know I like the artwork. Like
Hunter loot, is that what you're saying?
Hunter loot, right. Yeah. It's like pink and yellow and swirly and stuff. And do you know how many dollars this cost, Ben?
I don't. How many dollars is it? It's gold.
I don't know. That's why I asked
the
you.
The Dota 2 currency is gold.
Yeah. So, well, on Weaver, you're building Perseverance a lot.
Yeah. Is it 1700 or something along those lines?
Let's see here. Yes!
Okay.
1750.
1750.
So good for you there, Ben.
Yeah.
So it's a major component of the Lincoln Sphere as well.
Can you think of a reason to buy this item if you're not going to be building into one of those other items? I don't know if I would really do a Perseverance.
No, that's...
I think it's just... Really, if you're planning to do one of those other things, is when you'd go with that.
That's referred to as a casual Perseverance, where, you know, you're just like, yeah, I really need Perseverance right now.
Would you do that? I can't imagine.
No.
I think it's really... If you want to build one of those other items, then you're going to build a Perseverance.
Right.
I think that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, it's nice though. Like especially that mana regen is real nice.
Oh, it's a nice little in between item for as you're going to one of those bigger items.
Let me ask you this, Ben.
Yeah.
If you're on Weaver and mm-hmm. you're building into, you know, the Lincoln Sphere that you tend to get somewhat often, do you go Perseverance or Ultimate Orb first?
I tend to go Perseverance.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know. I just do.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure if I'm always right. It's a little... I mean, you can buy those components separately, so part of it's... by that point in the game, if I went Deso first, I'm a little nervous about dying in one of those fights and losing that gold, so if I can buy... You know, because the Ultimate Orb's, what, 2,100 gold? So
yeah, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, well, but you can buy the two different components. You're looking at, you know, 1,700 gold, you're looking at 8 something for each of the components, roughly. Right. So that's what I'd rather do.
I believe it's 875 for a Void Stone and a Ring of Health.
I think you're exactly right. Yeah.
Boom. All right, Ben, let's move on
Brian with the math. Look at that.
I know. It's crazy. Let's move on to Noobs Ask Noobs.
We have questions from people.
For a while, you thought it was Noobs Ask Noobs.
I still think it's Noobs Ask Noobs. I think you say that every time.
That's a horrible name.
Well, I don't know why you called it that.
I didn't call it that.
Well, that's what you said every single time. Good. But anyways, what do they have?
Question one comes from The Gremlin.
Okay.
Friend of the show, The Gremlin.
I don't think I've met The Gremlin.
He asks... Who do you guys think is the most underrated hero at the moment and why? Hmm. Also, what do you guys think are some super fun lanes?
Yeah, I'm still surprised, and I don't get it, but it feels like Coddle should be better than he is. I still feel like his kit got pumped up pretty hard the last, you know?
Coddle, remember that match where I raged super hard, Ben?
Yeah.
Coddle.
That was a Coddle. Yeah.
Coddle was like, it was carry Coddle, essentially. Yeah. He was in lane with me. I was playing Wraith King.
Yeah.
This guy starts stealing my farm. Yeah.
But I know I'm wrong because, I mean, Keeper of the Light was used. What was the tournament that was right before TI? I can't remember what that was.
That would have been.
Was that an ESL? I think, yes,
ESL.
Yeah.
Yes,
and he ESL. Got used a lot and it did not go well, basically, because the pros thought so too. They were like, oh, all over it. But. I'm still surprised he's not a little better than he is.
Would you call him underrated or unbalanced?
I don't know. I'm just surprised. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if I would say he's underrated. I'm just surprised he's not more effective than he is. Yeah. Just on paper, it looks like he should be better.
Yeah. So, I am...
What do you think?
First, I'm not good with these kind of questions.
Well, good. That's good that we're answering it.
And I think... the first person who popped into my mind was Enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she is very underrated.
Okay.
Because she has a lot of potential with her enchant ability. And then also the thing where she throws the spear, you know, and it makes that sound.
Yeah. That sounds.
What's her ultimate?
I have no idea. I've never played Enchantress.
Impetus. Is it Impetus or Impetus?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
That thing does a ton of damage.
Okay. So you like Enchantress?
I do like her quite a bit.
Yeah, I'd like to see more Tiny. I'm surprised you don't see more Tiny play.
Mm.
And Troll Warlord. Mm-hmm. Those are the two I'm going to throw out. Troll Warlord and Tiny. I feel like both
Yes.
I think should be getting more play than they do.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of supports that I like who I don't see getting a lot of play. And I tend to think of Crystal Maiden. And I know she was nerfed real hard and all that stuff.
No, I think she's awful now, to be honest.
I don't think she is.
No?
I think she's good. Maybe it's just because I'm a decent Crystal Maiden player.
Maybe,
but I really like her.
Well, I think at our skill level, those changes are so minuscule, really, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think those kind of changes matter a lot when you're a pro player and you're trying to squeeze every bit of efficiency out of your play.
If you just play a little slightly better, you're going to be okay on any hero.
Exactly, learn to farm better.
Exactly.
Okay, that's who I'm going
with. Yeah, those
are
some people I'd throw out.
Okay. So. All right, so... Jared wrote in here. He says, I'd go with Kunkka. Offers some control, and the boat does so much work. Tidebringer is awesome. Which, yeah. I agree... Especially with the X marks the spot, that thing's
Doesn't
good.
Doesn't Kunkka get a lot of play, though, it feels like? I don't know. I feel like I see him. Maybe not as much as he should.
I think like a year ago I saw him a lot. I don't
see
him
maybe
as
he's
much
out
anymore.
A little bit more than he should be. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The X and the Gush, is it Gush? The
I don't think that's what it's called, but
the
I know what you're
talking
about.
The thing
that
shoots up from the ground, the water feature.
Is it like Torrent or something, maybe? I don't know.
So I think it's Torrent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BitTorrent. It's not called Gush.
BitTorrent.
It's not called Gush.
Okay. Good. Well, that's a hard combo to land, but if you can, it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then the boat does
the boat's great.
A ton of damage, but it also gives you that nice Kunkka's rum buff.
Yeah, the rum buff is great.
Rum buff,
which
is nice. And Tidebringer is a pain in the butt to lane against.
It is.
Like, you keep the lanes pushed out really well with
I think he's... I think Jared's onto something there.
I think Jared's onto something as well.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's going to be wanting to play Kunkka as a support.
Yeah, he likes to do weird things with heroes.
Yes.
It's great.
All the cores are supports, and all the supports are cores.
Let's just change it up.
Do it!
Let's just change it up.
Yes. Okay, next question comes from moderator, We Like Dota League administrator, and friend of the show, Bunny.
Bunny, okay.
Bunny writes...
I know that guy.
Here's a question on a controversial interface feature.
Oh, boy.
The almighty ping. Great. The ping.
What's the question around ping?
We all know it is useful to repeatedly ping that guy with a standard alt click on the minimap.
Yeah.
But do you ever use control alt click to make the X ping?
Oh,
and
I do.
Why?
I do. Don't go there. If I do that, that's like bad. Don't go there.
Right.
So pinging is look, go there.
Yes.
And then the X pinging is bad. Don't go there.
Yeah,
go away.
I would agree.
That's how I always read it. But maybe other people read it differently because they tend to still run right into that X.
I've seen a couple of different things, and I can only speak for how I play, and I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen some people who use the X to say, you know, kill that person, X them off the minimap.
What are the other pings? Warnings on? So they do the opposite of what we do.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be nice if we, maybe Valve needs to do one of those tooltips.
Something like that.
So that they tell us what they think it's supposed to be.
I know some people like to use the ping to, you know... If you roam in lane, you know, you ping, or somebody else roams in lane, they'll ping on a person to, like, say, gank them.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. Like, on my way over, I like to type in, you know, roaming to gank, you know, whoever.
Just like the bots do. And then go right back to mid.
Right. But yeah, I feel like the ping for something as critical of a function as ganking is not sufficient.
I agree, yeah.
So it's nice for... pinging to attack or defend towers.
Now, you don't like to use your mic, though, because that would really be the most efficient way to do it. Like, if you're playing with random people, you don't use your mic.
I do not.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't like to do that.
No. Do you make fun of people who do?
No. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I usually only use the mic, like, when I'm playing with friends.
Right.
Because, and this is probably bad logic on my part, but when I'm not playing with friends, I tend to view it more as just practice.
Yeah,
and having
I agree.
Fun. But a lot of times, you know, when I'm playing with you, I'll use the mic.
It's a little bit more serious when we're playing. Yeah, I agree.
Try hard.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a part two to this question.
Oh, boy. I thought we already answered it.
While we're on the mysteries of minimap communications, why do people keep drawing rocket ships?
Rocket ships.
Yes,
like
rocket
with
ships.
With air quotes? Yeah.
No air quotes on that one.
Well, I think...
Explain this to me, Ben.
Well, this is Dota 2 that we're playing. You know, there was a Dota 1 at one point in time, and there's been rumors for maybe hundreds of years that Dota 3 would be in space, and I think it's just trying to escalate that hope.
I would totally play Dota 2 in space,
I think,
Ben.
Dota 3 in space.
Oh, that sounds great.
So that's my guess.
I would absolutely play Dota 3 if it was in space.
But Dota 3 in space. Yeah. I think that's why they're drawing rocket, and rocket ships are cool.
I think the rocket ship is being drawn to...
sail your team to victory?
Yes, propel your team to the other ancient.
Yeah, but sometimes it's pointing right at yours, or sometimes it's like to the side. Sometimes it's just kind of dangling there. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah, sometimes it has one rocket engine. Sometimes it has two.
Sometimes two. Yeah.
Sometimes two rocket engines.
The rocket ship is a little inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. So when it's pointed towards the other ancient,
sometimes it looks like it's exploding, which is really uncomfortable. I don't know. Why is the rocket ship exploding?
I think that's a little insensitive towards the that what was it, the Challenger that blew up?
Yeah, I don't
it's
like
a little insensitive.
Yeah,
then.
People need to maybe not do that one so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Those are my guesses.
I agree. Yeah, that's good. Ben, let's wrap up the show.
Yeah, that seems like that's a good spot to end.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah. Yep. Check it out, welikedota.com. Gonna start trying to do some website renovations on that thing.
Yeah, that's a little.
It needs a little
work. 1998, I think.
Yeah, people don't really go to the website though. That's the thing.
No, well, no. Maybe we should give them a reason to go. Like, put something on there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You could write for the website, Ben.
Well, we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, We Like Dota is on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Twitch. And Ben, where can we find you online?
I'm at Dota Yadneb.
Mm-hmm.
Which our Dota Twitch or Twitter account kind of started to have a mind of its own all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
there.
It
was a little weird. I thought you were running it, and now it's talking to me, and it's like first person. It's really bizarre.
I thought I was running it, too.
Yeah.
I'm not anymore.
I don't know what's going on with it. Yeah. It's strange. But that's where I'm at. How about you?
Jared is on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Jared.
+3000, PLUS3000, if you like gambling and hockey news. You can find me.
And occasional Dota stuff.
And occasional Dota stuff. You can find me on Twitter at byinger, B-Y-I-N-G-E-R. That's my personal Twitter account. And there's something else I was going to mention, but I don't remember.
We're on YouTube, and then we're on Reddit. Did you do the Reddit?
I did Reddit, yeah. On Reddit, you can submit your Noobs Ask Noobs questions.
Yeah.
And hang out with the community there. Good community of people there. If you want a guild invitation, that's what I remember. We're pushing 100 members in the guild now, Ben.
Yeah.
You can find a link to add either Bunny Field.
Is there a
studies.
Cap on that? Should we start kicking people out?
I don't know.
No, we won't.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
But you can add Bunny or Field Studies as a friend from the link on the Reddit sidebar,
okay.
And they'll give you a guild invitation.
Great.
Community nights are Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sure.
And perfect. And yeah, I think that's it, Ben.
Great.
Let's get the heck out of here. Okay. Thanks
for listening.
Do you
have a button to push or something?
I do have a button. Okay. Settle down, Ben. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
You are so tired.
That's the end of the show, Ben.
You're so tired.
I am tired.